Hi, I'm Art Kaplan at the Division of Medical Ethics at the NYU School of Medicine. Anna Konopka is a 90-something physician who is practicing primary care, much liked by her patients, in New Hampshire. But she suffered a particular deficit in her skills. She is not computer friendly. Now, I know many of you are watching saying, who is adept at these electronic medical records? Who is it that can avoid spending hours and hours trying to enter information into these supposed time-saving electronic advances? But that it wasn't her problem. She basically wasn't computer savvy, computer friendly. She just had grown up at a time where she didn't have any skills involving computerized medicine. The New Hampshire Licensing Board said you can't practice that way. They pulled her license. And she went to court to see if she could get it restored. I don't know the outcome of that, but she's definitely going to battle the suspension of her license. And I imagine she's got a number of her patients who are going to go along with that as well, saying a pen and paper system, the way she used it, perfectly fine with them. But I think the licensing board was right. You can't practice in the 21st century without any computer skills. It is reasonable for payers and others to expect that you're going to enter information in to the blasted electronic medical records. I get what the limits are. You don't have to email me about that. I understand that they are horrible. But you've got to have some skill, I would think, both for billing and to keep tabs on patients and to work with other doctors. You've got to create that electronic footprint. So my suggestion isn't to take her license away, it's to hire some computer savvy scribe to help her enter that stuff. She doesn't have to really learn those skills at this point in time, or she can work with a partner or someone else who is capable of doing that for her. She should keep her license. She clearly is a valued member of the community, and no one is suggesting that she's not up to being a good doctor. But good doctors today need to have some computer savvy. If they can't have it because of disability or age, then the mission becomes get them the help they need so that they continue to practice. I'm Art Kaplan at the Division of Medical Ethics at NYU School of Medicine. Thanks for watching.